that all these things I just gave you were just nothing but a pile of lies. Here's the proof. Okay, let's say that you have a sick child. I've given this example for, 15 years or more. It's hilarious. I heard somebody say it the other day and reminded me about it. Let's just say that you have a child. The child is sick, deathly ill, and I am Dr. Johnson. Dr. Johnson comes out and says, you know what, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I have some terrible news for you. Your daughter, as you had expected, she's not doing well. In fact, she's going to die. And unfortunately, there is no cure right now. There's nothing I can do myself to be able to save her life. But I do have some good news on the horizon with this bad news. The bad news is she is going to die. The good news is there is a prescription that is available at the pharmacy. And that prescription costs $4,000 for just one bottle of this particular prescription. It has been known to prolong a person's life and to help to take care of any pain, any suffering is that they're having. In other words, to slow down the disease at such a minute rate that the person winds up living longer. And the reality is that by then we're sure that we'll have some kind of a permanent cure to be able to help out. So the good news is there is a prescription, but the bad news is that it costs $4,000. What I will tell you is that if your daughter does not get this prescription in her body within the next 48 hours, I'm sorry, you are going to lose her. She will have permanent brain damage, and there's nothing we can do about permanent brain damage. So you need to make a decision right now. Let me ask you something. What would you do in that situation? Please tell me. If you were in that situation, what would you do? Let's say you're totally broke. Let's say you are maxed out on your credit cards. Let's say you just lost your job. Mr. and Mrs. Smith both lost their job. What would you do? You have a child that is dying, and there is a prescription that costs $4,000, and you don't have the money. What would you do? You tell me. If you're anything like me, who is a parent, there would be nothing that would stop you from finding $4,000 for that prescription within the next 48 hours. Nothing. Life or death. You know that you would do whatever it takes for life. Whether it was knocking on doors in a neighborhood, whether it was borrowing from everybody that you know, whether you went to 40 people and asked for $100 a piece, whether you started just telemarketing for some cash, my daughter's dying, I need to raise some money, can you please help me? You would find a way. No question. And that's what I love about the human spirit, and that's what I love about you guys that are on the phone with me right now. Because there's something in you that says there has to be more to life than this. There's something inside of you that says, I don't want to settle for less. I don't want to live a life filled with doubt and unbelief. I don't want to live a life that's going nowhere, that means nothing. That's why you're on this call, is because you know there has to be more to life than what you're living. That very same passion that would get you on the phone to find that $4,000, not in 48 hours, because you don't want a moment to go by of brain damage happening in your child. You would find a way. You would do whatever it takes. And so would your prospect. So would anybody on this planet. Put in the situation, they would do whatever it takes. Doesn't that just prove to you that when somebody says to you, I don't have the money, it's just an excuse. Just like many of you right now, you're thinking, okay, well, you know, here's the seminar that's coming up, and you're just thinking, well, I just can't afford it. Really? Well, wherever it is that you would go and find that $4,000 to save your child's life, go there and get it. Go there and get it. You see, you would not take no for an answer. You see, you would not stop at somebody saying, well, call me in a month. I'm sorry, I don't have a month. I have to do this now. Do you see what I mean? That determination that you had even once as a child, that total persistence of not giving up until you got what you want. And see, unfortunately, most of us have settled in such a rut, have settled in such mediocrity that we don't even know what that passion feels like anymore. We don't even know what that fervent urgency feels like anymore because we've gotten in such a status quo life of a rut. You know, everything just day in and out look pretty much the same. Everything's all scheduled. Everything's just all wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful? When was the last time you had that fire burning inside? I will tell you this, that if you were to live your life as though you did not have tomorrow, you were to live today as though tomorrow was not going to exist, It would blow your mind what you could get done. It would blow your mind what skills rose up in you. It would blow your mind how you would experience a passion and a drive. That would just totally blow your mind. So, Dr. Johnson, talking to Mr. and Mrs. Smith, good and bad news. I know there is that thing inside of you, that human spirit inside of you, that would do whatever it takes to make it. No question. Here's another thing. It's so funny to me. People say, you know, I'll wait till next month. That one cracks me up. Let's say that you do wait till next month. You can never buy back yesterday. You can only fully maximize today and tomorrow. Did you hear me? You cannot buy back yesterday. You cannot buy back last week, but you can only fully maximize today and tomorrow. That's it. And so the question is, are you fully maximizing today? Are you going to fully maximize tomorrow? You see, so many of us are putting off things until next week, putting things off till next month. How in the world can you expect people to step up with urgency if you're not living a life of urgency yourself? You have to ask yourself that. How in the world can I expect my prospect to jump on a plane and go to Los Angeles if I'm saying I'll go next month? If you're building your business with the mentality of, or you're living your life with the mentality of, I'll take care of that in 6 months from now. I'll do that next week. You can't expect for you to lead an organization that is willing to step up now. If we are not willing to step up now, then we certainly cannot lead a people who are willing to step up now. If we're not willing to do what it takes to get it done now, then we certainly can't lead a people that are going to get it done now. However which way that you live is how you lead. Whatever we sow, we reap. And so if we are living our life waiting for the perfect circumstance, then we will attract people that will wait for the perfect circumstance in order for them to do anything with their life as well. Birds of a feather flock together. You go right ahead and you wait till next time. Just so you know, you are going to have to learn now how to deal with people's I'll wait mentality. And you will never be effective dealing with the I'll wait till next month or call me in 2 weeks or I get paid next Friday. The wait for the perfect circumstances to get themselves started, wait for the perfect circumstances to get themselves getting busy. That is what you're sowing. That if you live like that, then all that you can attract are people like that. Aren't you tired of that? Aren't you sick of it? I would be. Absolutely, clearly. So just so you know, that is what you're sowing, is the I'll wait crowd of people. That's who it is. Number two, here's the second thing that you need to be aware of that you will and can expect, and that is this. No matter what, the fruit is on the vine waiting to be harvested. Got it? It is those who are equipped to harvest are the ones that are going to wind up with the most fruit in their basket. If you are not equipped with the skill, with the determination, if you are not equipped with the ability, if you are not equipped with the strategies,